Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Zavah Metzia Perek Hey Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zechad Avan Yerziva Gagon Bekar of Mamesh. Now, the previous Mishnah we began discussing the concept of Iska, which is a business deal that has an investor and a managing partner. And we had said that the manager is not allowed to take on this deal where he gets half of the profits because since he's working for the investor for free, he's not getting paid for it. That's ribbis. The only way to be mutter is if he gets paid for his work on behalf of the investor. So this Mishnah continues discussing cases. Shaman Par V'chamar V'chol Davar Shu Aseva. One could do this business deal with a par or chamar or anything that produces and eats, and the arrangement could be half, 50-50, this mechza. And over here, the manager does not have to get paid for his work. What's the difference between this case and one in the previous Mishnah, where we said he does have to get paid, and that's the age of the animal. In the previous Mishnah, we're talking about a young calf, which is being raised by the manager into a fully grown one. Since that takes a lot of energy and work, the manager has to be paid for that. However, here we're talking about a fully grown cow or horse, and basically the work that it does is used to pay off the manager. Both of them do some sort of work in the farm or in the fields, and therefore the investor does not have to pay the manager to avoid a ribbis issue. Now, continuing to discuss this, Makom Shenagu Lachlak is Avladis Miyad Cholkin. If this is a place where the custom is to split the children right away, so they would have to do that, this is going to be part of the profits if the cow or horse has a baby. So that's considered a profit, which is going to be split 50-50. And over here, one of them could demand, I want to sell it right away to split the profits because that's a minig on Makom, and Makom Shenagu Lagadol Yigadelu. If it's a place where the minig is that the manager has to raise these children, then he would have to raise them, and he wouldn't be able to demand out early. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, and he argues what we've been learning up until now, Shaman Egelim Imoi Usyachim Imoi. We could evaluate a calf with its mother or a young horse with its mother, and the managing partner does not have to be paid for this young animal. And that's because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, since the mother takes care of its young, the managing partner doesn't have to take care of it, so he doesn't have to be paid for its food and all of his energy. Now, once we're on Shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have another member from him in regards to Ribbis that he says there's no issue. Umafriz Al Sodehu, a person could expand his profit of his field, and there's no ribbis issues. What's this referring to? So it's fairly standard that a person who had a field would be chaycher it. He'd rent it out to somebody else who would work it and raise all the crops, and the owner would just be paid a percentage of the crops. Let's say 10%. Now, in this particular situation, what happened? The chaycher took the field, and they agreed that 10% is going to be given to the owner. And then the chaycher said, hold one second, I don't have any seed. Can you please lend me some seed so that I could plant the field? And that's what the Baal Bayis did. And then he said, okay, you have to pay me 12 or 15. 15% of the profit. Now, this technically could look like ribbis, because it seems that due to the loan of the seed that he gave the chaycher, he's now charging him more money. And that's what Shimon Gamliel is telling us, that no, he's allowed to be mafris, he's allowed to increase his profits on this field, because we just view it as if the field is now worth more money. Originally, when the chaycher took it, it didn't have any seed, and he didn't have any way to invest in it, so the field had one value. Now that he has what to invest in it, the field has a different value, and if a guy's renting a field that's worth more, he has to pay more, and therefore there's no ribbis issues. And moving on to Mishnah Vav, here we begin with a halacha that's not a chedesh. Ein mekablin tzayin barzel miYisrael. When does Al accept a deal of tzayin barzel from a yid? Mibineshu ribbis, because that's ribbis. Now, tzayin barzel literally means iron sheep, and this is basically what we've been discussing up until now, which is an iska deal, meaning one is not allowed to make this deal that the manager takes the investment, and the investment's treated like tzayin barzel, like iron sheep, for the investor, that he gets everything back no matter what happens, and that's because it's ribbis, as we've been discussing. And here's the real reason why the Mishnah just mentioned something that we already know. Avol mekablin tzayin barzel minoy. A person could accept such a deal from a non-Jew because there's no ribbis issues with a non-Jew, and v'loivin mehenu malvin or some ribbis, one is allowed to borrow from them and lend to them with ribbis because, as we just said, there's no issue with ribbis and non-Jews. V'chem a ger toishav, same thing with a ger toishav. This is a non-Jew who's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. He accepts upon himself not to serve avodah zarah, but he still eats nevelos and treifas, and so you might think that he has somewhat of a din of a yid. The Mishnah is telling us that no, in regards to ribbis, he's considered like a guy, and one is allowed to borrow from him and lend to him beribbis. And lastly, the Mishnah tells us malvi Yisrael ma'isav shalav kachavim midas. A yid could lend the money of a guy with the das of the guy, and this is all beribis. Avoloi midas Yisrael, but he's not allowed to do so midas Yisrael. What's this referring to? So let's say Reuven borrowed money from a guy, beribis. And then Shimon goes to Reuven and says, I'd like to borrow that money from you, the money that you owe the guy, and I'll pay ribis. So Reuven gives it to Shimon right away. That's a problem, because that's midas Yisrael. Reuven's basically lending Shimon money, beribis. But if Reuven does this in front of the guy, and he gets the approval of the guy, it's basically like the non-Jew lending this money to Shimon, even though Reuven's the one that's handing it over. It's a non-Jew that's involved in this loan, and therefore this is a ribbis situation, which is allowed to happen because, again, it's with a non-Jew. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.